Luke, chapter 23. And the whole company of them rose up, and brought him before Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this man perverting our nation, and forbidding to give taxes to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, Are you the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, You say. And Pilate said to the chief priests and the multitudes, I find no fault in this man. But they were the more urgent, saying, He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, and beginning from Galilee even to this place. But when Pilate heard it, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And when he knew that he was of Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem in these days. Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was of a long time desirous to see him, because he had heard concerning him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. And he questioned him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood, vehemently accusing him. And Herod with his soldiers also set him at nothing, and mocked him, and arraying him in gorgeous apparel sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before they were at enmity between themselves. And Pilate called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people. And said to them, You brought to me this man, as one who perverts the people, and look, I, having examined him before you, found no fault in this man concerning those things of which you accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for he sent him back to us, and look, he has been participating in nothing worthy of death. I will therefore chastise him, and release him. But they cried out all together, saying, Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas. One who for a certain insurrection made in the city, and for murder, was cast into prison. And Pilate spoke to them again, desiring to release Jesus. But they shouted, saying, Crucify, crucify him. And he said to them the third time, Why, what evil has this man done? I have found no cause of death in him, I will therefore chastise him and release him. But they were urgent with loud voices, asking that he might be crucified. And their voices prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that what they asked for should be done. And he released him who for insurrection and murder had been cast into prison, whom they asked for, but Jesus he delivered up to their will. And when they led him away, they laid hold on one Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, and laid on him the cross, to bear it after Jesus, and there followed him a great multitude of the people, and of women who bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus turning to them said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves, and for your children. For look, the days are coming, in which they will say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in the green tree, what will be done in the dry? And there were also two others, criminals, led with him to be put to death. And when they came to the place which is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on the right and one on the left. And parting his garments among them, they cast lots. And the people stood watching. And the rulers also scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if this is the Christ of God, his chosen. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him, offering him vinegar. And saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And there was also a superscription over him, This is the King of the Jews, and it was now about the sixth hour, and a darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. The sun's light failing, and the veil of the temple was rent in the middle. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and breathed his last. And the women who followed with him from Galilee, stood far off, seeing these things, and look, a man named Joseph, who was a counselor. A man of Arimathea, who was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate, and asked for the body of Jesus. And he took it down, and wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid him in a tomb that was cut in stone, where man had never yet lain. And it was the day of the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. And the women, who had come with him out of Galilee, followed after, and looked at the tomb, and how his body was laid.